Life in Motion. Tiny springs bubbling up in high mountain meadows. Thundering cascades churning with white foam. Broad channels winding lazily toward the sea. Life in streams and rivers is one of constant motion and change. Everything from food to rocks to trash tumbles down with the current. Floods scour the riverbed, changing the pattern of the banks. Water leaps over hillsides and boulders to form rapids and waterfalls. The mermaids who live in moving water are energetic and adaptable, just like their environment. The smallest bodies of moving water are springs and brooks, which gather into streams and then into rivers. The nature of the habitat within them depends largely on what kind of land they're passing through. Rocky banks create rapids, while sandy banks create a gentler current. Some mermaids prefer the shallow, gravelly sections known as riffles, while others prefer the deeper, calmer pools, and yet others like the currents found in open channels. When you are exploring streams and rivers to look for mermaids, you can ask yourself these questions. Do I know where this water comes from and where it flows to? Is the water shallow or deep? Is it clear or cloudy? How might that affect mermaids? Is the bottom rocky or sandy? How does that affect the movement of the water? Are there any obstacles mermaids might encounter? How might activities that happen upstream affect mermaids downstream? If I were a mermaid, what might I like about this habitat? What might be a problem? Headwater Stream Mermaids, Little River, Tennessee. Up in mountain highlands, clear, cold springs bubble out of the ground and rush over rocky beds, between mossy banks, and under shady canopies. These are the birthplaces of great riverways and their prime habitats for small creatures that like their water cool, swift, and clean. Mermaids in headwaters tend to be small and highly suited to life in these tumbling streams. They are strong swimmers, able to fight against turbulent currents and leap small cascades with little trouble. These mermaids are highly protective of the small, sensitive species sharing their homes. In the Little River in the mountains of Tennessee, for example, mermaids have a special relationship with endemic salamanders and can often be found cuddling at least one of the amphibians as a human would a cat. Endemic means native to one specific location and nowhere else in the world. Highland River Mermaids, Arkansas River, Colorado. Tiny mountain streams run together to form fast, rocky highland rivers. At these elevations, the water is pure, cold, and full of oxygen, like the headwaters of the Arkansas River in Colorado. These highland ecosystems can be both ideal and challenging for mermaids. While the water is less polluted than farther downriver, seasons bring intense change. Ice and snowbanks in the winter, and foaming floods from snowmelt in the spring. Mermaids in the Mountain West have a special relationship with American dippers, the United States' only aquatic songbird. These pudgy little birds can dive into the water and walk along the bottom, feeding on aquatic insects. Mermaids often trail along with them, turning over rocks to reveal insect larvae.